Chapter 22.
We have to get down there and help him,
Brenwar said, eyeing the sky. Dragons were pouring down into the valley like rain, and their breath weapons were lighting up the air. Brenwar's chest tightened. It seemed like the entire world was assaulting his friend Nath Dragon.
Do something, wizard!
He commanded.
Teleport us, or something.
Patience,
Sasha urged.
He's trying.
Bezog's eyes were locked on a scroll. His lips moved quickly and spoke at a hastened pace. The words ancient and in elven.
Now is not the time for talk. It's the time for action.
I'm with you, Brenwar,
Ben said, rolling his shoulder and checking his arm. He tossed the potion vial to Rary.
It'll mend you and make you feel great. Finish it.
He unhitched Akron from his back. He tested the string.
Let's go, Brenwar.
Don't be foolish,
Shum said, stepping in front of them.
Patience. There's nothing but dragons and death down there.
Get out of our way,
Brenwar growled.
Dragons, death, aye, and our friend is in it. Move!
He had started to shove past when Hovind stepped in as well.
Patience,
the roamer urged.
See what Bezog unfolds.
Not when I'm this close,
Brenwar said, pushing his way through. Ben fell into step behind him.
Dead or alive, I'll see you where the battle is.
Suddenly, Bezog's violet eyes filled with light and radiated with power. His elven words cut short. The wind picked up like a storm. A black vortex-like tunnel opened up a dozen yards behind him.
This will take us there,
Bezog said.
Exactly where we'll come out, I'm not certain.
He picked up the Elderwood staff and grabbed Sasha's hand.
Stay here, love. I can't,
she said, shaking her head.
I'm in this with you, to the end.
We all are,
Rary and Sama said together. Bezog took a deep breath and nodded.
Brenwar,
he yelled out.
Lead the way, then.
Blackbeard streaming over his shoulder, Brenwar was the first one through the hole. No one was close behind him.
I've never seen him move so fast before,
Ben said, rushing after him.
But we better catch up.
A large bronze dragon dropped out of the sky and blocked the path into the vortex.
Move!
Bezog yelled, raising his staff and summoning its power. Hot fire blasted from the dragon's mouth, bouncing off Bezog's shield and scattering everyone. The nearby trees erupted into flames. Shum and Hovind burst into action. One dragon needle caught the bronze dragon in the neck. Its tail whipped out and sent Hovind flying. Ben fired two arrows. The Morite arrow sank into its chest, just missing its heart. The dragon filled up another lung full of air. Sprinting out of nowhere, Shum rushed in and lanced his dragon needle through its heart. Its glowing eyes flashed, and its great hulking form toppled over into the vortex, which was no longer there.
Oh, no,
Ben said.
It's gone.
All eyes gazed from the overlook down to where the battle in the Crescent Moon Valley raged.
Oh, what do we do?
Sasha said to Bezog. He shook his head with disbelief.
I have no idea.